Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ipinalam ng pamahalang federal ang 688 milyong dolyar na Home Builder Program na layunin ng nasabing programang palakasin ang sektor ng konstruksyon. Sa ilalim ng balak, maaaring mag-apply para ang mga Australiano para sa 25,000 dolyar na grant sa pagpapatayo o renovate ng kanilang bahay. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Amy Hall na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Maaaring mag-apply ang mga Australiano para sa 25,000 dolyar na grant upang magpatayo o magsagawa ng malaking renovation sa kani-kanilang mga bahay sa ilalim ng panibagong programang inilunsad ng pamahalang federal. Ayon kay punong ministro Scott Morrison, layunin ng 688 milyong dolyar na Home Builder Program na palakasin ang sektor ng konstruksyon at may pagpatuloy ang trabaho ng mga manggagawa sa sektor.
We know that in the residential building construction industry, that on the other side of September, the pipeline of works that they've been working on will really start to dry up quickly. Some 30,000 homes or thereabouts won't get built. And that means jobs not just for tradies and apprentices, but all of the other industries that feed into the home building industry and all the jobs that depend on that.
Ang punong ministro Scott Morrison. Sa balak, ayon sa pamahalan, mayroong higit kumulang 140,000 trabaho sa sektor ng construction ang masusuportahan habang karagdagang 1,000,000 manggagawa ang magbebenepisyo mula sa residential building sector. Si Denita Wan ay nanunungkulang chief executive sa Master Builders Australia. Anya, malaking tulong ito sa industriya.
We were facing a 40% decline across the country in residential home building, which would have equated to nearly around about 450,000 job losses over the next 6 months. That had to stop.
Si Denita Wan, ang chief executive ng Master Builders Australia. Sang-ayon ng managing director ng Housing Industry Association, Graham Wolfe.
It's great news for the builders and trade contractors, for the professional service providers in the industry, for the schedulers, for the designers, for the supervisors and everybody involved in home building activity. It's also great news for the manufacturer and retail workers, the people who provide all the materials, the building products that go into building a new home, and the people that provide the white goods and furnishings that make our house our home.
Ipatutupad ang programa ayon sa pangangailangan at limitado lamang ito sa mga individual na mayroong dihihigit sa 125,000 dolyar o $125,000 kada taon ang kita at di naman hihigit sa 200,000 dolyar kada taon para sa mga mag-asawa o couples. Lilimitahin din ang halaga ng bahay na magbebenepisyo sa grant kung saan ang halaga para sa mga bagong bahay ay itatakda lamang hanggang sa 750,000 dolyar o $750,000. Sa mga renovation, maaari itong magkahalaga ng mula 150,000 dolyar hanggang 750,000 dolyar. Ngunit makakatanggap lamang ito ng grant kung ang kabuang halaga ng ari-arian o property sa pagtatapos ng renovation ay di lalampas sa 1,500,000 dolyar. Di isakop ng grant ang mga investment properties o mga may-ari ng bahay na balak magtayo, isagawa at pagsaayos sa sarili nilang mga bahay. Ayon sa tagapagsalta ng Partido Labor para Housing, Jason Clare, lubhang malaki ang kakailanganing gastusin upang makuha ang grant at marami ang di kaya ang gantong kalaking halaga.
At the start of this week, they talked about renovation rescue. All of this hype about renovations, how you're going to be able to renovate your kitchen and renovate your bathroom. And turns out it's all rubbish. You know, there's not many battlers in the suburbs of Australia that have got a lazy $150,000 to renovate their kitchen or their bathroom.
Sinabi naman ng leader ng Partido Labor, Anthony Albanese, ang pinakakahinaan ng programa ng pamahalan ay di nito isinama ang mga abot kaya na pabahay o special housing projects.
During this crisis, we've put homeless people up in hotels because there's simply nowhere else for them to go. We know that the queues have got longer and longer over a period of time. We know that investment in social housing provides a return on that capital over a period of time. It's purchasing an asset, whether it be new or whether it be upgrades. And that's something that this government doesn't seem slightly interested in.
Ay naman kay Housing Minister Michael Sukar, responsibilidad dito ng pamahalang state at territory.
We have ongoing investments into social and affordable housing. And as the PM said, when in fact he was treasurer, he set up the National Housing Finance Investment Corporation, which has funneled billions of dollars into the community housing sector in particular. Those supports have led to hundreds of additional dwellings being delivered just this financial year.
Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.